From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration's policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. Sean Spicer is the president's spokesman.
These are important meetings regarding the president's agenda to improve the quality of lives for both people of Mexico and the United States, by combating drug traffickers and finding ways to bolster both our economies through a broader relationship that promotes commerce and legal immigration.
President Trump has displeased Mexicans by placing heavy blame on Mexico for America's immigration problems and planning to build a wall along the nation's common border with the U.S. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Wednesday he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks.
I'm not expecting a breakthrough, but I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
He made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. A coalition official says U.S. forces have been shot at and have returned fire in the battle to take the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. The U.S. has about 450 military advisors deployed to assist Iraqi forces in the battle. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday that 20 million people in four countries face famine unless the international community steps in to prevent it. The U.N. has declared South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and the northeastern part of Nigeria on the brink of famine in the next 6 months. The cost, he says, $4.4 billion. This is VOA News. South Africa's High Court ruled Wednesday that the government cannot withdraw from the International Criminal Court without parliamentary approval. Anita Powell reports.
Constitutional activists briefly celebrated the legal victory Wednesday, and in the very next breath warned that the High Court ruling does not mean South Africa's fight over the International Criminal Court is over. An October notice of intent to withdraw from the War Crimes Court was made by South Africa's cabinet, but the High Court ruled only Parliament can make such a call. The cabinet is composed of stalwarts from the ruling African National Congress, so their decision to withdraw from the ICC did not allow the opposition to effectively argue. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up.
The president said, quoting now, we must do a lot more with less. Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of Earth and are situated in a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
Three of these planets, marked in green, are in the habitable zone where liquid water can pool on the surface. In fact, with the right atmospheric conditions, there could be water on any of these planets.
Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Hungary has taken its name out of contention to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. The government spokesman made an announcement Wednesday. Last week, opponents holding the game said, opponents of holding the games in Budapest submitted a petition calling for a referendum on the matter. Los Angeles and Paris are also in the running. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Dadin. He had been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. His wife told a local radio program that the court has not announced a release date, and she says she will try to convince her husband to leave Russia when he does get out. Somalia's new president has formally been inaugurated in a ceremony Wednesday where he pledged to begin stabilizing his country. He warned that the process will take many years. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, took the oath of office in Mogadishu. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today, and markets in Europe were up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.